This, to me, is one of our most useful segments because not only does it entertain those who are not calling, but it also helps those callers determine if they need psychiatric help or not.
Sure.
Because we all do little weird things when nobody's looking, but wouldn't you like to know, okay, I do this. Does that make me crazy? Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
That number's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Take Julie Roerman, who just wrote, I love to feel other people's shoulder blades. If I'm sitting behind someone in class, I am compelled to start feeling their shoulder blades. Whoa. Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
Fetish, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Shoulder blades. I'm going to say yeah on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Crazy.
And frisky.
Daniel Garcia says, every time I watch TV or listen to the radio, the volume has to be set to a multiple of 5. Does that make me crazy?
Quite a big difference between those numbers.
Yeah.
Makes you hard of hearing, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Because most TVs go to 40.
What is about 100, I think.
What do TVs go? There's no standard, is there?
No, there's not.
Mine goes to 11.
11.
Yeah, sorry. It's movie reference. Erica says, when I leave in the morning and it's dark, I run to my car with one key protruding forward as a weapon.
Because that'll get him.
I then have to watch the garage door close to make sure that that guy hiding in the bush doesn't sneak into my garage and murder my family. Does that make me crazy?
No, it makes you vigilant.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's crazy.
No, you are on guard ready.
Sure, get him.
Does anybody have one for today? I know that we ask for our craziness every week.
It's so hard because we've given everything.
I do.
We've been doing this for weeks. But maybe you've developed some new crazy habits.
Yeah.
Jenna, you're up. Go.
Yeah. If I go too long without wearing sweatpants, I start getting anxiety. I get so excited on the drive home from work that before I get into my apartment, I've already started unbuttoning my pants. No?
So like in the elevator?
Like the second I get in my apartment, I take off my jeans, so I like restrictive clothing, so I can just put on sweatpants and a t-shirt.
What if your dog walker's in there?
I've had days like yesterday, for example, where I was so tired and ready to take a nap and didn't have much time and knew I had to get right to bed that I basically undressed in the elevator.
Yeah.
And when the doors open on my floor, my shirt is completely unbuttoned, belt is open. Like, what time am I really saving doing that?
Yeah.
Then I have to walk half naked down the hall. Yeah. But I was so like.
Yeah. Amped up.
Yeah, so amped to like get my clothes off and get into bed.
You did work out naked.
So it's not crazy, right?
I think it's crazy. Yeah, you're crazy.
Huh.
Yeah. We're both crazy.
I just get so excited for comfy clothes.
You really get, you actually like look forward to putting the sweat
on. Yes, like I'm dreading today just because I have to travel and do stuff and I know that it's going to be about 11 p.m. before I get to put on comfy clothes.
Wow.
It stresses me out.
Man, women love to just jump into the least sexually attractive.
Which is funny because how much I love clothes, you know, that I get most excited about whatever clothes.
And spend so much time getting dressed.
Yeah.
It's almost like you can't wait to be, you know, in the crappiest thing you own.
I'm trying to upgrade my crappy clothes.
Uh-huh.
So even when I'm home and I'm really bummed out, then I feel a little bit better about myself.
Right, right.
I really am. I'm trying to upgrade like my sweats to like little genie pants and things.
I know you are because of the cameras. All right, and to the phone, here's Courtney.
Okay, so I am deathly afraid of cotton balls, but I'm obsessed with cleaning my ears out with Q-tips. Does that make me crazy?
What are you afraid of the cotton balls are going to do?
I'm not really afraid that they're going to do anything. I hate the texture and the sound that they make. Like, it just freaks me out.
Yeah, I
don't like it
either.
I'm going to say not crazy. I don't like the feeling of a cotton ball either.
Oh, shut up.
I love to touch the feel of cotton.
Yeah, it is the fabric of our lives.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Hi, Jenna. You're on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Yes. I can't step on a crack. I will stutter step if it means that I get to step over a crack, and I can't walk on a rug. I have to walk around it. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
But you can.
You can't walk on the rug?
You can walk on carpet, just not rug.
Carpet.
Like, if there's a rug on, like, the linoleum floor, I have to walk around it.
An area rug.
But what if it's carpet?
Like, this, like I'm on carpet? Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
so area rugs. You can't walk on
carpet.
So it works on carpet.
That I can't step on.
Uh-huh.
Race on carpet.
So it does work on
carpet. Race on carpet. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just not rugs. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going crazy. Anyone?
Yeah,
I'm going crazy.
Can't walk on rugs.
Yeah, I would think if you want to avoid cracks, the rug is the best place to walk.
You would think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it has an edge, so.
Don't try to explain this. It's crazy.
It only makes sense to you, which makes you crazy.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's a really good explanation of crazy. If it only seems to make sense to you that you hang on to every piece of paper you've ever gotten in your life, or that you, whatever.
And nobody else understands
that you constantly circle the block thinking you ran over something.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody else gets that. Mm-hmm. That might be a good sign. I'm going to use that in my life. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning. Whenever I'm really aggravated with someone, I like to dream about bad things happening to them, and I think it's really therapeutic. Does that make me crazy? Mm.
How do you cause yourself to dream about someone?
I have lucid dreams. About 4% of the population can control their dreams, and I'm one of those weirdos.
How do you know the percentage of people that can control their brains?
It started really young when I noticed that I could do this and went to the doctor and he explained it to me. And after years of research, it's gotten sharper as I practice it.
This is becoming the most fantastic call
of
the year.
Well, that would be such a useful tool to have.
Okay. I wish I could do that.
I would imagine Ryan Gosling situations. I would put myself in so many
interesting
situations.
Every day for the next 37 days, Sarah, we would like to call you after telling you what to dream about the night before. And then you can tell us about the dream.
Okay.
For example, tonight, I want you to dream about Kid Craddock in the morning.
Okay, I can do that.
All of us, what's the scenario? It's all of us on Halloween night.
All right.
Dream about that.
Enough to go on. Do you want a happy ending or a bad ending?
Wow,
bad.
You can even... You're like a director.
A bad ending.
Pick costumes for us and a bad ending.
Yeah.
No.
It's just a dream.
Sarah, are you expecting us to believe that you really can write the ending to your dream before you dream it?
I do.
Yeah, it takes a lot of practice. And you do get better at it.
How do you practice?
Just it starts with the thought that you know you are dreaming and you're aware of the reality around you. And from there, you can, like you said, be the director of what goes on and kind of pick where it's going to move to.
So you're peering through the subconscious wall. That's what you're doing.
So did you like Inception? Yeah. You can map your dreams.
It's actually, I have to be really careful. Things like Inception, wonderful movie, but I have to be very careful what I expose myself to because the dreams really will freak me out if it's too much.
But
why do you have to be careful if you can control exactly what happens?
That's why she's
careful.
Because
Inception, kid, it's when they get lost forever, remember?
Yeah.
That they're not even sane anymore. When
Jenna, I think I already told you I'm not smart enough for that movie.
Do you have premonitions from your dreams?
No.
No, just dreams.
But just the dreams are
I heard 3% of people that control
the you haven't heard anything.
Can you see the future? Are you bulimic?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
Just
what?
Something happened.
I think that's incredible, and I wish, I mean, can you imagine the good that can come about in your real life?
Or the evil.
Life. After really good dreams the night before?
Or the evil.
No, she's not predicting anything. She just remembers her dreams.
It's evil somehow.
No, but I mean...
Evil. We can make it evil.
What you dream about manifests, I think, in your life, right?
True, yeah.
Can you make up an evil dream?
If you dream yourself confident and you're going to go into a job interview and you dream yourself landing that job, I think that might manifest, you know?
Is it an evil nightmare?
Have you ever used your dreams for good?
Or evil?
Or evil.
Well, for good, yeah. It is, like I said, it's therapeutic. It helps me... be able to get things out of my dreams that I would never normally do in real life. But as for evil, like I said, I have to be really careful what I expose myself to. Especially, I am religious, but like demonic stuff and things like that will really get to me.
Okay, I'm going to request no demonic stuff in the Kid Craddock morning Halloween night.
We want a bad ending.
But this is we're talking to Sarah, who has said that she is one of the 4% of humans who can direct their own dreams and decide what to dream about
and even the ending
and decide what happens in a dream. So we're going to try this and listen for her tomorrow on the show.
How will we know if she's telling the truth?
Because I believe her. That's how I know.
Our listeners wouldn't lie to us
just
like that.
Just believe, Al.
Al, it's called faith.
Dude, I'm down.
Aren't you a person of faith?
I think this is fascinating, but I'm just saying. Faith.
Why be so quick to call her a terrible liar like you just did?
Man, Al.
I didn't call her a terrible liar.
That's so rude.
I just asked.
She's a listener, Al.
We respect you, Sarah.
Sarah, I'm sorry for Al.
Oh, it's okay.
Just assuming you're a huge liar.
Sarah, are you married?
No, I am not.
You're not married? So you could dream about any dude.
Kid, there's some very famous lucid dreamers out there.
Really?
Like James Cameron, who did Titanic.
He says he's a lucid dreamer.
Einstein. Stephen King.
See, very creative.
Chris Nolan, the guy that did Inception, they're known to be lucid, the percentage of population that are lucid dreamers.
You should be a...
How many times have musicians said they'll dream a melody in their head, wake up, write it down, and go back to sleep?
Yeah,
and then they wake up the next morning and it's like...
They don't pretend to control it, though.
Well, that, but it kind of is lucid.
The guys that did The Matrix.
I did have a motivational speaker say once, I heard him say that, you should write down the problem you want to solve right before you go to bed and let your brain work it out and tell you in the morning. Can you do that?
Yeah, and I think everyone has the ability to do that naturally. Uh-huh. It's just there's something about opening, or I don't really understand the science behind it myself, but there's something about opening that part of your mind to really getting to the point a lot faster.
We only use 7% of our brain.
Really?
But ironically, 92% of our elbow. We use 92% of our elbow.
Okay.
Yeah, but only 7% of the brain.
It's true.
We need less elbow, more brain. That's I have a t-shirt line. You guys are interested.
Less elbow,
less elbow, brain. More cowbell. Yeah. Hang on a minute, Sarah, okay? We want to talk to you so we can get your number.
Okay.
All right.
I can't wait to hear her dream tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I say not crazy. She says she can do it. I believe her.
I think she's awesome.
Fascinating.
Yeah, we're going to go with awesome on that
one. Hey, Tammy, you're on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Hi. When I cook, I narrate in Paula Deen's voice like I have my own cooking show. Does that make me crazy?
Love it.
Go ahead and do it.
Oh, that's cool.
Makes you fun.
That's cool. I think a lot of people have done this since the Food Network, you know? And
well, it helps me get through my recipe because I'm like, I can't concentrate on the recipe, so I like narrate in Paula Deen's voice, y'all.
Yeah. Tammy, next time, and I'll also say this for everybody if you haven't done what Tammy does. Next time you're cooking, like, pretend there's a camera and you're describing to the camera.
I do.
What
I
you're
do.
Doing. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so hard to like focus on sauteing something.
Kids.
Yeah.
And be funny.
But it's even worse, crazy, like when nobody's home and I'm cooking.
I can see that.
Well, nobody's ever home and kids doing his own at-home cooking show.
Or everyone's home.
Yeah.
Everyone's home.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Sad as that is.
I always think it's so great. I love watching cooking shows even though I don't cook. And you see the people, like, they drink wine while they're cooking. And then they're listening to music.
Adele.
And they got the mood going. Not Adele. Hot Shell Ray. And, you know, I just think that's such a great romantic idea of cooking, but I hate it so much.
Do you? I love
that. I despise it.
I like that.
I just think it's such a mess, and it's so much effort for something that's gone in 5 minutes. When you can just lean cuisine something and be done with it.
But you don't think of yourself as good at it. It's not like accomplishing something to you.
And then I'm happy to clean it up later, but...
Yeah. Well, then you can eat at my house anytime you want.
I'm going to need payoff.
If you're happy to clean it up, I'll cook for you whenever you want.
I'm so happy to clean it up. But in McKellie's, you know, we're a package deal.
Oh.
Well, you can bring in McKellie.
Well, I can. You're inviting me over to kids' house?
To my house.
I'm inviting you over to my house.
Okay. Hey, David, you're on Does That Make Me Crazy?
Hi. Every morning after I drop my daughter off at Plano East, my dog and I sing to the same song by U2 every morning. Does that make me crazy?
Your dog actually sings to this song.
Oh, she absolutely loves it.
Song is it? I want to hear it.
All right, let's see if we can get her to sing.
Oh, she's in the car right now?
Yay.
Yes.
Is it a she-dog?
Yes. Her name is Murphy. She's a Welsh terrier.
Murphy? Used to have a terrier named Murphy.
Come on, sing, honey.
I had a terrier named
Murphy. She's in pain, sweetheart.
No.
What song is that? With or without you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
I think he was keeping melody.
My dog does the same thing, and Jenna's seen it. We should get our dogs together and start a band.
I want to hear it.
Start a doggy boy band.
Yeah.
What song is that, with or without you?
It's called Unknown Caller.
Unknown caller.
Holler?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, one day I was playing it, she went crazy and with it, singing, and my daughter won't let me do it with her because she's, you know,
No other U2 song, just that one.
nothing else. That and Ring and the phone. I mean, I could be anywhere in the house and I can hear her singing.
Oh, I need to start a band with this dog.
All right, just a clarification for Al and his friends. It's a U2 song, not a YouTube song.
Al
went to the U2 concert and asked everybody, how long have you been a fan of YouTube? He thought the band was called YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are hard on Al.
I know.
I subscribe to it.
For good reason.
My dog is good for
nothing. Al's going to start doing some lucid dreaming. And it's going to change the show.
Okay.
Right?
Lucid dreaming for Al.
I can't even remember what he's doing when he's awake.
I'm sure he had a cousin named Lucid Dreaming.
Yep, sure did.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, David. Your dog's Murphy's the coolest dog ever.
Oh, I don't believe it. I think he was.
Hey, have Murphy sing us into the break.
Okay, let's see if we can get it.
I want to hear you and Murphy sing at the same time.
Yeah, we want you guys singing together.
Okay,
Come on, baby.
What's weirder than trying to make your dog
it's
sing?
Warming up.
Especially if you don't have any proof your dog actually does. That's what my dog does. That's the funnest dog ever. Okay, dog's not crazy, you are. There you go. Thanks, everybody. If you didn't get your Does That Make Me Crazy, and put it on my Facebook, kidfacebook.com, or on our Twitter page, @KidNation, KIDD Nation. This is Kid Craddock in the Morning.